Hola y bienvenido a Planeta Stella. I'm your host, Veronica Vilsky, and today we are here with Matt Van Streen from Toronto, Canada, who's studying Spanish in Viña del Mar and has recently made Chile his home. Matt, welcome, and thank you for taking the time to talk with me.
Thank you, not a problem.
What Spanish instruction had you had before attending Estela in Chile?
So I've been learning Spanish on my own for about a year. I started taking lessons on Skype through a website called italki.com, and it's been really helpful, and I just decided it would be a great experience for me to move to another country, speak Spanish, and go from there.
So did you have anything in mind when you moved, other than like, all right, I'm going to go speak Spanish and just check it out? Or
it's a bit of an adventure, but it's also, I had looked for work teaching English, so I got a job teaching English here.
Oh, congratulations. That's exciting.
Thank you.
What was your biggest challenge about doing a Spanish immersion program?
Well, there was a lot of different choices to make before I got here, and since everything's online, it's hard to know perhaps which ones are quality and which ones aren't. So having come here and gone to Viña through Estela, I can say that it's a quality program and I enjoyed myself immensely.
Good. What are your classes like at Estela?
So there are two classes in the mornings. First one, hour and 40 minutes of conversation. And it's, you know, the teachers will have some sort of a topic or in articles and that sort of a thing, and get students to actually speak in Spanish. And then the second one is another hour and 40 minutes of grammar lesson. And that's similar to something you would see in schools back home, obviously totally in Spanish. I found that one quite useful for me.
Nice. So you found the grammar more useful than conversation?
Yeah, just for me, for the way I learned. Like, the conversation classes is useful, but I tend to get that in other ways, by like in addition, just by meeting people and talking to locals and just trying to generally speak Spanish all the time if I can.
Right.
Struggles.
Are the locals pretty open to speaking in Spanish? And
oh, I think so. I think generally anyone who can see that you're trying is going to give you the benefit of helping you out a little bit.
That's good.
Yeah. No, I haven't found at all any issues in that regard.
Nice.
If you can study as much as possible, just general advice before you come, that's going to help you, but it's not necessary.
What other types of students are in your Spanish classes?
Yeah, all kinds of levels and ages as well. Maybe mid-20s is most common, but there are guys, girls, all ages and abilities, really. There was even a couple of elderly women there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, there were. Maybe 70s or 80s years old, I don't know.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah. So, probably mostly in their 20s, but yeah, anyone looking for a place to study, I'm sure, is welcome.
Yeah. What type of person might be a bad fit for attending an Estela school?
Well, I think it's for anybody. I would just say that if you're the type of person who is willing to put yourself out there and practice speaking Spanish, which sounds obvious, but for a lot of people, it's hard to get, like, it's out of your comfort zone. But you will get a lot more out of it if you just generally try and just live Spanish.
Which is what you're doing since
That's
you moved
fine.
There.
I'm trying.
Yeah. How do you feel about the school's location in Viña?
Location's fantastic. You're a short walk to the beach, and you can't ask for more than that. In Canada right now, it's wintertime, and there's snow up to your knees, you know, so I'm quite happy to be. I could do worse.
It's so true. So did you leave snow to come, or was it still fall? Or, okay.
Yeah.
Or does fall mean snow there too?
No, it depends where you are, but
okay.
Usually they're pretty distinct seasons. I left right after Christmas, right after New Year's, so
okay.
In the thick of it.
Nice, good choice.
Yeah, I think so.
Currently for you, what area of Spanish is the most challenging for you to understand and then use while you're speaking?
I think it's probably an issue for a lot of Spanish learners. It's the subjunctive. But it's one of those things that I've sort of accepted it's not going to happen overnight, and just try and memorize a phrase or two every day and try and actually implement that phrase at some point in some conversation. And I figure after a while, it'll stick. But that's all you can do with these things, because it's a kind of a memorizing thing, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, just like you said. So how have your professors helped you understand the subjunctive better, too?
A good teacher has a way of being able to explain, like, even though they're explaining it in Spanish, for the most part, has a way of getting ideas across and just being patient and being knowledgeable about their subject.
Nice. What types of activities are available in Viña del Mar?
There's a good nightlife and there's good restaurants, and it's kind of a beach city. So there's beaches and what else? There's excursions, so you can go, like, Valparaiso is not far, and it's a really, really cool city. And other sort of resort towns like Reñaca or Concon are really close, and Santiago is only a couple hours away too. So there's lots around.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Have you tried any surfing or anything?
I haven't tried the surfing. I know there's quality surfing, but I've never done it before. I know that I talk about getting out of my comfort zone, but that's one place where I haven't done it yet.
Maybe someday.
Maybe someday.
So if somebody came to visit and they just one afternoon to go do something, what do you think would be your most highly recommended activity or trip?
One afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Too much?
Well, I would just go to the beach and walk around and just kind of take it all in, because there are interesting sights to see and interesting things to do, but if you're looking for just there for an afternoon, just relax and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned nightlife. What is the nightlife like there?
if you're gonna go out, if that's your thing, you might be surprised you'll be out till 4 or 5 in the morning.
Ooh.
But it's a good time. Can't do it every day, but
right? Yeah. When in different. When in Viña.
Yeah, exactly. All the bars in Canada close at 2 p.m. or 2 a.m.
Uh-huh.
So it's a bit different, but it's fun. But, yeah.
So are they more like, do you go to converse, is there dancing, or kind of just like a mix?
Depends where you go.
Everything.
It's a mix. It's like anywhere. It just depends where you go. Mm-hmm. I tend to prefer kind of a bar type scene, just because that way you can actually talk to people, whether it's people in your program or whoever. Just if you can, try and speak Spanish.
yeah, exactly. So did it take you long to meet people to go out with or do things with?
The nice thing about going to like a school in another place is that everyone's in the same position and everyone wants to meet people and everyone's in a good mood. So it's easy to make friends. And so mm-hmm. we go out fairly regularly. Everyone that, is in my class pretty much. So,
mm-hmm.
You always have someone to go on excursions with and hang out with.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Have you taken any interesting, like, extended weekend trips?
I haven't gone for weekends. I do day trips more, sort of Valparaiso or sort of a wine tasting tour, stuff like that. If someone's thinking of coming and have a weekend and haven't been to Santiago, I definitely recommend going there for a few days if possible.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what wineries have you visited?
I don't remember the name of it.
Okay. It was a good one.
Tour they put on for the school, but
nice.
Yeah, it's kind of just something to do, but it was fun.
So how do you keep in touch with friends and family back home?
Through Skype.
Okay.
So I talk to my family maybe once a week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, which is nice. And
is anybody going to come visit you?
Probably not. Nothing against me. It's just they're busy, and I get that. And I travel a lot, so I couldn't really ask that of them.
How is the Chilean culture in Viña del Mar different than Toronto?
I don't know.
Or similar.
Yeah, it's. I think the pace feels slower, which is nice for me. Mm-hmm. Toronto is very kind of go, 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 go. That might be because I'm on vacation right now. might be me. But, you know, people are friendly, and I don't know. I've had lots of fun, so I don't know. Culture's, it's enjoyable. I would try and take advantage of whatever you can as far as eating the food here and meeting people.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite restaurant or type of cuisine?
Not really. I mean, there's a bar called The Clinic, which is in Santiago as well. It's kind of a chain, which I like. Generally, I try and go. There's a Calle Valparaiso, which has got a few kind of bars on it. So it's a nice pick and choose place. So let's go here tonight. Let's go here tonight kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, one favorite place, not really. Just kind of try the variety.
Nice. Do you have a favorite or memorable Spanish word or phrase?
I think the ones that I really like, I can't say here, but there's lots of just little phrases that make your conversation here Chilean as opposed to Spanish, like words like cachai. You'll hear kind of every 20 words, which means, you know, do you know what I mean? It's cachai.
Okay.
Words like that. There's tons of them, tons of just Chilean words that are interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta kind of be here to appreciate it, I think, but...
Right, and know how to use them, too.
Exactly, yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, I think I've said it already, but just I think people who get the most out of the program, generally speaking, try and speak as much Spanish as possible. So that's just what I would recommend to anybody. Just get out there and meet people and try and speak in Spanish as much as possible.
Right. Muchísimas gracias, Matt. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and I hope your new adventure goes very well for you.
Okay, thank you so much.